from the eye.
This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM.
Thank you. Starcast to kick off tonight's show. That was, of course, Miles Davis and his classic track called Milestones. And that particular sextet included Miles on the trumpet, Cannonball Adderley and John Contre both on saxophone, Red Garland on keys, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And that was from his 1958 album Milestones. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM. We go out every Friday night between 9 and 10. Now, our next track is from Jacques de la Jonette, together with John Medeski and John Schofield. This particular tune is called Lay Lady Lay from the album Hudson.
Thank you.
the drums, and John Medeski on keys, with John Schofield on guitar, from their album called Hudson, released just recently in, well, actually not that recently, released in 2017, and that particular tune was called Lay Lady Lay. Now, we've got an all-star cast tonight, as ever. We've got Bill Evans coming up, John Coltrane, Cal Tajar, and a Japanese artist called Hiromu, who's very exciting. But next up, we have a African outfit led by Volker Gutz. This particular track is called Tur Maranke Ya, and it's from their album called Flamancora, released just last year.
Through the night. This is the Jazz House with Sanj on 103 The Eye.
Thank you.
beautiful Gary's Theme from Bill Evans. And that particular track was from the album You Must Believe. Now, another track from John Coltrane, this time accompanied by John Hartman.
Where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too. And there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, and a tune called Lush Life from the album John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, released in 1963. Before that, we had Gary Seam from Bill Evans, and that was from the album You Must Believe in Spring, released in 1981. Now, probably one of my favourite jazz instruments of all time is the vibraphone, and one of the earliest exponents of the vibraphone was Cal Tadjer. This is his track called Black Orchid, together with Eddie Palmieri.
Relaxing music in the Jazz House on 103 The Eye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aroma on the piano and a track called Utopia from the album released just this year, Sonic Wonderland. And that was a tip-off I got from Normski from the I-103 FM, who very much likes Japanese jazz, and that is something more that I need to explore and listen to. Now we've got classic next. John Coltrane and Duke Ellington and the classic In a Sentimental Mood. Celebrated tracks of all time. That was In a Sentimental Mood with Duke Ellington and John Coltrane from the album of the same name released in 1963. Of course, you can hear all of the Jazz House Radio shows on the podbean.com podcast site. If you look under Jazz House Radio, the show goes out again between 1 and 2 a.m. on a Monday night. Now we're going to move on to Chris Potter, who is a saxophonist from the East Coast with Brian Blade on drums. This particular track is called Dream of Home from the album of the same name that was released just this year. This is Chris Potter. ¶¶ was Chris Potter and Dream of Home from the album of the same name. Now, there are lots of great gigs going on in and around Leicester for Leicester Jazz House. The first one to tell you about is on the 18th of April. It's at the Y Theatre and it's a band called Haricha playing the music of Joni Mitchell. And then on the 9th of May at the Attenborough Arts Centre, we have Mark Lockhart and Dreamers with Elliot Galvin. And both of those should be great gigs. You can, of course, see what else is going on with jazz across the East Midlands on the MJazz, that's MJAZZ, .co.uk website, which features bands that are playing across Nottingham, Leicester, Derby, Market Harbour. And of course, there's Peggy's Skylight in Nottingham, which is an outstanding venue if you've not been lucky enough to go. Now, we're going to close out tonight's show with Jerry Allen. This particular track is called Feed the Fire, and it's from the album called Some Aspect of Water. It also features the Swedish jazz god Paul Danielson, and this particular album was released in 2020. This is Jerry Allen.